We are all familiar with the term hearing loss, right? Hearing impairment, deafness, hearing loss. But what about the term deaf gain? Deaf gain is defined as a reframing of deaf as a form of sensory and cognitive diversity that has the potential to contribute to the greater good of humanity. It emphasizes that deaf people have something of importance and the consideration of all the ways that deaf people contribute to humankind. Applying the new frame of deaf gain helps provide an answer to the question, why should we continue to value the existence of deaf people anyway? The preservation of deaf culture clearly benefits deaf people, but there has been little consideration given to how deaf culture can contribute to the general good of humanity. Deaf culture truly adds diversity, cognitive, creative, and cultural diversity. For example, the recognition of sign language as a legitimate language dramatically altered how scholars perceive the concept of language. Their understanding of everything from acquisition to production to the human ability to create language has been fundamentally reshaped by sign language. Additionally, deaf people can become a model of a cosmopolitan community. Through the use of gesture and international sign language, and through their empathetic bond that is a product of the shared deaf experience, deaf people are models of human interaction in a globalized world. Thirdly, the particular ways that deaf people use language to relate to each other, for example, by maintaining eye contact or managing turns in a conversation, help to develop a sense of collectivism. A baby who is born into a family benefits the family because it is exposing them to a new language and culture and to new people, ideas, and experiences. A deaf baby is value added to a family. But the contribution benefits not only the family, but general society as well.